It's Friday, January 26th, AD 2018. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Hundreds of police in India were deployed to protect two Catholic schools in the country's Madhya Pradesh state on January 4th and 15th, following threats from Hindu radicals, reports Eurasia News. Hindus threatened hostilities earlier this month against the Catholic schools for barring them from performing Hindu rites on their campuses. Iran's anti-government protests last month, which led to 21 deaths and over 1,000 arrests, have slowed down, creating opportunities for Christians to share the love of Christ, reports CBN News. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran Ministries said, quote, God is at work in Iran. Jesus is building his church. The Holy Spirit is transforming lives and the gospel is on the move. End quote. Christians in New Zealand plan to gather at the country's parliament building next week to urge the Speaker of the House to put the name of Jesus Christ back into the parliamentary prayer after it was removed last November. Pastor Ross Smith with Jesus for New Zealand said, quote, we feel that the church does not have a voice in this change, and we are here to change that, end quote. After legalizing euthanasia in 2003, Belgium palliative care wards, where dying patients are made comfortable, have become dumping grounds for patients who want to be killed, reports LifeSite News. However, many nurses have quit their jobs rather than end lives, according to reports from Belgium professor Benoit Busselink, with some palliative care units no longer receiving patients with euthanasia requests. Exodus 23, verse 2 says, you shall not follow the masses in doing evil, nor shall you testify in a dispute so as to turn aside after a multitude, in order to pervert justice. President Donald Trump became the first president in 18 years to attend the World Economic Forum in Switzerland this week. The International Monetary Fund said 120 countries experienced economic growth last year, announcing the, quote, broadest synchronized global growth surge since 2010, end quote, reports the UK Times. However, leading economist William White warns that the market indicators look similar to those before the 2008 financial crisis, quote, but the lesson has somehow been forgotten, end quote. Last Thursday, Vice President Pence met with 13 pro-life student leaders, including Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life. The World View spoke to Matt Lamb, the junior vice president of communications for Students for Life, about the meeting.
This is definitely the first time any pro-life student group specifically have met with the vice president. We are like the nation's largest pro-life student group, so I can speak pretty confidently that this is the first time they've met with Vice President Pence. And the main topic was, through that being a pro-life student on high school and college campuses, we had a mixture of high school and college students there, talking about both being pro-life and some free speech challenges faced on campuses.
Lamb said that it is encouraging for pro-life students to know that they have support from the White House.
Knowing that in the White House we have pro-life president, a pro-life vice president, who, as I'm sure you saw, they did the live feed, both Pence and Trump, into the March for Life, which is huge. Of course, last year, Vice President Mike Pence spoke live at the march.
Proverbs 21:1 says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. Tragically, a shooting at Marshall County High School in Kentucky on Tuesday left 2 dead and 18 injured, the 11th school shooting this year. A 15-year-old male student was arrested at the scene and charged with 2 counts of murder and 12 counts of first-degree assault. Harvard released a study late last year on the persistent and exceptional intensity of American religion. The study found the percentage of Americans who pray daily, attend church weekly, and embrace the Bible as God's Word has remained steady for the last several decades at exceptionally higher percentages than other developed countries. The research concluded that only religious moderates have steadily declined, while those with strong affiliation have remained consistent over the decades, with American religion growing, quote, increasingly exceptional in its intensity, end quote. As we reported yesterday, Olympic doctor Larry Nassar was sentenced to life in prison for criminal sexual assault against female athletes under his medical care. Rachel Den Hollander, the first to speak up about Nassar's abuse, spoke at the end of the hearing, warning Nassar of God's wrath on sinners and calling him to repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Den Hollander said, quote, "I pray you experience the soul-crushing weight of guilt so that you may someday experience true repentance and true forgiveness from God, which you need far more than forgiveness from me, though I extend that to you as well." End quote. Paul declared in Acts 17, "But now God commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, January 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.